Thanks for downloading the Everyday Relationships podcast. You can visit us at everydayrelationships.com. Welcome to Everyday Relationships from Focus on the Family with Dr. Greg Smalley and Susie Larson.
Welcome to today's show. We're thrilled that you've joined us. We are here every day to help you live out the greatest commandment, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love others as you love yourself. You know, today we are honoring moms. So we love them, and for Susie, for a very, very good reason. After all, they brought us into the world. They've raised us. They've taught us all these amazing things. You know, they've supported us in just about everything that we will have ever done. And we really do owe our moms everything. Therefore, you know, here we're almost upon Mother's Day, so we're sending cards and getting gifts and flowers together this week. We really want to take a moment to reflect on the important role that our moms play in our life and how much we value and appreciate her. So, Susie, you know, what about you? What do you most appreciate about your mom?
I just love my mom so much, and I just
got
to say, oh, I appreciate so many things.
I got to meet her the other day.
Yeah, isn't she just the darling little thing? In fact,
do you remember what she said?
That you coaxed her to say that she liked you better than me?
I didn't coax.
You practically twisted her arm.
I'm just saying.
She called me this morning and apologized.
No, she called me and said it was okay if I call her mom as well. So, sorry.
Yeah.
Awkward.
I do have to tell you, every year around this time for Mother's Day, my four sisters, my one sister-in-law, and my mom and I go garage sailing. And today's the day. They're all out garage sailing without me. And they're texting me pictures of all the junk they're buying. And I miss them so bad. So they might call in and give us some mom-isms, because that's one of the things we want to hear. Is those cliches, you know, if you keep making a face like that, it's going to stay that way. So that's what we want to hear. Do you have a momism to share, or maybe you have some of the best advice you got from your mom or from your own experience that you'd want to give to a new mom? We want to hear it. We want to pay tribute to moms and just have some fun conversation. So let's open up the phone lines now. 855-273-5283, 855-273-5283. So Greg, what do you love most about your mama?
You know, I was thinking about this, and, one of the things that came to mind for me pretty quick was that my mom's a mama bear.
Yeah.
I mean, when there's danger, when there's someone trying to hurt her kids, I mean, I remember, like, playing sports, and if the coach was yelling at me, you could just see my mom, just a hair, you know, bristle, and
yeah.
She was ready to go. I think one of my very favorite examples of this, though, is when we were camping one time as a family, and I was probably 13, 14, and we stopped this really cool campground that had like this natural water slide. It was a river that was kind of mossy on the rocks,
cool.
And you could kind of slide, but it eventually went into a waterfall, and then over like 10-foot waterfall. And so my dad, of course, he's like, "Hey, boys, you know, I want to take some pictures of you guys sliding down this." And I looked at it and thought, "This doesn't look safe. You know, it looks like you go too fast and go right over the waterfall." And my dad said, "No, trust me. You know, I'm going to stand here. I'm going to take a picture. And if you get going too quick, then I'll stop you."
Right.
And so why
spoken
I
like
believe
a true dad.
My father. Yeah. And so I get up there and I start sliding. And I just went just right under his legs. Like, I don't even remember him even trying to stop me. And so I literally ended up going over the waterfall.
Oh,
I kid you not.
Oh, my goodness.
And kind of into the pool below. And I hit some rocks. And it was like for a moment I felt paralyzed.
Oh, my.
And I'm thinking I'm in big trouble. Well, I get up and I'm sore and I've hit my back and landed over this waterfall. And I look up to like go, "Dad, what in the world happened? You know what?" And I see my mom just charging at him like a bear. I mean, she's going, "Gary,
Dad's in trouble."
And that's my mom, though. And
that's
one
awesome.
Of the things I so appreciate about her is that, you know what? It didn't, you know, right or wrong, she was going to protect me and my sister and my brother. So I so value that about my mom.
That's such a beautiful instinct of a mom that, you know, even if we're smaller than our sons, we're going to throw ourselves in front of a moving train for them, you know?
Seriously.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I watched my wife Erin do that with our four kiddos. It's pretty amazing. You know, also, I was thinking, you talked about the momisms.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the one. As in my mind, I was like, what do I remember her? And the one that instantly came to mind is she would always say, you can choose to be bitter or you can choose to be better. You just got to, if you're going to switch, you got to drop that I. So it's not about you, Greg. It's about
that's
the
good.
Lord. So don't be bitter. You choose to be better.
That's good.
And I remember that.
Yeah, my mom said the bitter, better thing too, but she didn't add the I thing. That's pretty amazing. That brings it to a whole new level.
I'm telling you, my mom.
Norma's amazing.
Did you know about my mom, Norma, that she, listen to this. This is kind of funny. She dated Josh McDowell.
She did?
Big Christian dude. Yeah, and then ended up marrying Gary Smalley.
Wow.
My mom.
She's a catch.
I'm telling you.
That's pretty impressive. So what about you?
So we need everybody to call in.
Come on now. All hands on deck.
We need this phone still.
That's right. What do you love about your mom? Or what best advice would you give to a brand new mom? Or maybe you've got a funny momism that you'd like to share. Any one of those will do. 855-273-5283. 855-273-5283. You know, I have three boys and they're big like their dad. And I remember this day that my oldest son came in the door. He was a junior higher and he was several inches taller than me. And he walks in the door. He flips me up over his shoulder and I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, hey, mom, just doing this because I can. I'll always respect you. But I can lift you up. It is so cute. And I'm like, okay, you can put me down now. I love
that. Gently, please.
That's right. That's right.
I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking about just in terms of just the kind of a mother's immeasurable value. I mean, let's be honest. Okay. I mean, moms are amazing. You know, I was thinking one for me that really stands out is just kind of this idea of just being selfless.
Hmm.
That you, Susie, my wife, my mom, I mean, moms, you guys are so selfless. I mean, you're the only ones that would give up everything, you know, for your child. And I think about my wife, Erin, who, you know, she's a nurse. She's got her master's degree in counseling. I mean, she's written. She's a phenomenal speaker. And yet, just in this season, as our kids have, you know, our kids are growing up, but we still have our youngest is five, almost six. You know, she's given up. To really to be home, to be with them.
Well, she sees the value of it.
Opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so
but
good.
I appreciate that. I mean, she's just that selflessness.
So beautiful.
It's just, I think it's amazing.
Well, Marcy on Facebook says, my mom is great because she taught me to never give up. And we'd love to have you post on our Facebook page. It's Everyday Relationships Radio. Tony says on Twitter, my mom loved and protected us, taught us to be strong and independent people. Most of all, she taught us to love Jesus. You know, that just shows you the importance of moms. We've got a couple calls coming in. We'd love to hear from you. Do you have a momism? Maybe you have best advice for a new mom or something that your mom that you just love about her. Pay tribute to her. Now is the time. Today is the day. 855-273-5283. We just lost Camilla. Let's take Rachel from Shoreview. Rachel, you're on Everyday Relationships. Welcome.
Well, thanks. I love listening to you guys. I have to tell you, when I was learning to drive, my mom told me, she said, when in doubt, don't. Because I always said, Mom, how do you know if it's okay to cross now? And she'd always say, if in doubt, don't.
Mm. Like it.
It's a great one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when in doubt, don't. My mom was in a pretty bad accident as a senior in high school and actually was in traction for like 9 months.
Oh, my.
And let me just tell you, I love my mom, but she was not the most fun person to have help us to learn to drive. Rachel, did your mom do that as you were driving, that she would like jump and try to pump on the brake, you know, that wasn't even there?
No, she didn't. She was actually a very good driver, and she taught me well. So, but anyways, she was pretty patient. Thank you, though.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Rachel.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Thanks, Rachel.
Yeah, we tend to get ahead of ourselves, right? 855-273-5283. See those calls coming in? 855-273-5283.
You know, Susie, think about just for a moment. I feel like I'm talking to a mom, so I don't even know why I keep asking you.
You
this,
are. Sit up straight.
I literally just sat kidding. Up straight. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Sorry.
Okay, think about just the role that a mom plays.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about that and writing down some note. The first one, an apartment. I couldn't come up with a better term. I mean, you guys carried around these little babies for 10 months, 9 months, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment, is that okay to say? Is there a better way to say that?
There is definitely a better way to say that.
But, I mean, cook, you know, housekeeper, janitor, laundry operator, counselor, nurse, you know, daycare teacher, taxi driver. Man, you guys do a lot.
Mm. Someone once said, having a child is like having your heart walk around on the outside of your body. And boy, that is what a mom feels like, because you do carry them, and then you carry them in your heart. I see those calls coming in. Sarita from Albuquerque, and there's a couple more. Having a tricky time with these phone lines, but hang in there, because we want to hear from you. 855-273-5283. 855, the number 2, the word relate. This is Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. We are paying tribute to our moms today. Maybe you've got a funny momism. We'd love to hear that. Maybe you've got best advice for a new mom. Or maybe your mom taught you something that you'll never forget. We want to hear from you. 855-273-5283. Also on Facebook. It's Facebook. It's, what is it, Greg? Everyday Relationships Radio. That's what it is. Thanks for that help. I appreciate that. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for tuning in today. This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. We're having a great time talking about moms, paying tribute to mom. We've got a handful of callers who've been patiently on hold. Thank you for that. We're asking you to call in with your momisms. Do you have a funny cliche, or do you have some best advice that you would give to a brand new mom? Or maybe you just want to pay tribute to your beautiful mom. We want to hear from you. 855-273-5283. 855-273-5283. And I want to say a special thank you to Sarita from Albuquerque, Lucille and Pam. Lucille and Pam, we're going to get to you in a moment. Sarita, you're on the air. God bless you and welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I just wanted to talk about my sweet mumsy quickly. She's 73. She had 10 of us, and she taught us how to love Jesus, and she still prays for every single one of us to this day.
Wow.
Wow. 10 of you.
10 of us. 6 boys, 4 girls, and she's, you know, she's still around, and she still loves us, and she still loves the Lord. So
she's a saint.
She's an inspiration,
Sarita, was there one thing, like, that stood out? Like, what did your mom do to really help, you know, kind of cultivate that love for the Lord that the kids have?
Well, you know, she's had Parkinson's for 23 years, and a lot of people, when they're inflicted with things like that, they might have a hard time hanging on to their faith and just believing that God is with them and the Lord's hand is on them. And she has always hung in there. And she has always hung on to the Lord. And to see that through all the hardships, she still hung on to Jesus, that's a big one that, you know, keeps us hanging on.
Wow, way to model
faith. I love that idea of just kind of that steadfast love that you're talking about. That's a great quality, and I know so many of our moms have that, Susie.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sarita. God bless you. Lucille's on hold calling from Minnesota. Lucille, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, I was happy to pay tribute to my wonderful mother, who is now home with the Lord. The biggest tribute paid to her came from an unbeliever relative after her service. My late pastor husband had been asked to read Proverbs 31, and he sought us out after the service and said, I didn't know there was a chapter of the Bible about Jenny, my mother.
Precious. Says a lot about how she lived her life, isn't it? Wow.
Really?
Really. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
At the end of our life, I mean, not me. I don't want to be known as a Proverbs 30 or woman, but what a great thing, though. What a great testament. To her mom. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Lucille.
Thanks so much. And I want to make sure I say the name right. Amaya from Daytona Beach, Florida. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. So happy to pay tribute to my mom, Melanie. She was a great mom growing up with my sister and I. My sister and I, both of us got pregnant at an early age and had children, and it wasn't always the easiest growing up, but I can say that God has been so faithful, and my mom has proven to be even a more phenomenal grandmother than she was even mother.
Wow.
And how she helped, you know, my sister and I are both married now, and we both have full-time jobs, and in the professional world, she goes out of her way to pick up grandkids, take them to work, take them to soccer practice, take them to
all the different places that they have to go to, and she works full-time as well, a flexible schedule. So her selflessness and how she just, you know, has, you know, a lot of times parents grow up and they say, okay, I've already raised my children, but the legacy that my children and I will never forget it. And she's an inspiration to other mothers and other grandmothers everywhere we go, you know, how awesome that she is.
That's amazing.
You know, it sounds like such a, the word that came to mind as you were talking was just servant. There's a quote that says, mother, that was the bank where we deposited all of our hurts and worries.
That's amazing. You know what else keeps coming up for me, Greg, is the grit. You know, we moms have grit and perseverance and hang in there.
You are gritty.
You know? We are gritty and feisty and tenacious and loving and compassionate. But truly, it takes all those things to hang in there. Keep your heart engaged with your kids. And it looks like we lost Pam from North Dakota. I do see a note here. It says her mom would scold her and her siblings in creative ways. And Pam, if you can call back, I want to hear those creative ways. My kids are grown up,
but
I still want to know how I can scold them in
creative ways.
Greg, Erin wants to know how to scold her husband in creative ways. 855-273-5283. 855-273-5283. Give us your momisms. I want to hear some of those funny momisms or best advice that you would give to somebody who's a brand new mom, or you just pay tribute to your wonderful mom. Love to have you do that. I read one of the cliches that says, I brought you into this world and I can take you out. That's scary. But anyway.
My favorite is because I said so. That's
why. That's good. We waited a long time to be able to say that, let me tell you.
I know.
Because I'm the mom. That's why. We got Pam back.
I remember my mom. I'm ready.
Well, we need creative ways. Okay.
And Pam, bring it on.
And tell us some creative ways for scolding your co-hosts, too, because that would be so helpful.
Well, I can use some of them that my mom used. And two of them I remember distinctly were, if you had a brain, you'd take it out and play with it, which I don't know if I should be. I don't know if I should be slammed or not, but I am number 6 on the food chain of 9. So I can tell I know where her frustrations came. And her patience was awesome. Now that I look back on it, at the time I didn't think so, but now I'm looking back and I realize she truly was a saint, or is a saint, because she still is alive and I love her dearly. The other one she always said is, if you had a brain, you'd be dangerous.
Ouch.
So it's worth it too that when she would get really mad and frustrated, I remember we knew they were coming, but we just waited for them anyway, and now looking back on it, I think it's actually funny. So
that's
sweet. We share many stories as you're older, and she definitely agrees that we were not the easiest kids to raise, but she did a really good job.
She sounds like she has a snarky side.
She definitely has a snarky side, and still does. If I called her today and asked her if she remembers saying those, she would probably say she never said them, but I know she did. She doesn't like to be reminded of the fault.
And then she'd scold you in new creative way.
Yeah.
Oh, she would scold us. And you know what? We had it coming every time. But in our minds, we always thought we didn't, of course. And I have 5 children. In fact, my baby graduates in 2 weeks. So I have learned many times over again where those little snarky moments came from. But I never said them to my children because I just felt she owned them and she needs to keep them.
How about this?
Go ahead,
Greg. Pam, how about this for a snarky one? I found one online that says, the state says that I have to feed you. What and when was left up for interpretation? Your mom could have said that one. I'm sure I got it from her.
But
not that one.
Yeah, this isn't my original, but I used to say good food or good night. How about that? Or as long as I'm paying for stuff, I still get to say stuff. Come on now. That's
pretty
good.
Look at you. Pam, Susie sounds a lot like your mom. Pam, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, Pam, thank you so much. I wonder if we have time to take a quick call. Can we take number 2 real quick? Cindy's calling from House, New Mexico, I believe. Do we have her?
Hello.
Hey, Cindy.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Just thank you for all you do, and God bless you guys. I was just calling in to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom. She's 85, and she's a wonderful lady. Grew up kind of in a religious, looking at religion rather than relationship, and even though we were in that situation, my mom always, always looked at the good of everything and everyone.
Wow, Cindy.
She got us. Didn't matter what, like, somebody came from, what they did. she always found the good out of what they did.
Cindy,
or who
thank
they
you.
Were.
Thank you. That's awesome. God bless you. Thanks for your call today. This is Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. Having a lot of fun talking about these momisms, paying tribute to our mom, giving best mom advice. We want to hear from you. 855-273-5283. Penny from Memphis, Oregon. I see you. We're going to take your call on the other side. 855-273-5283. We'll offer some practical advice as we go, especially Greg will, because he's full of great advice. Back in a moment.
Thank you. Tips from Focus on the Family. I'm Greg Smalley along with Susie Larson. And today we are honoring our amazing moms. We've had some great comments. Thanks for the phone calls. Keep calling in. We need to honor our moms. Talk about why we appreciate them. Maybe it's a great memorable story or one of those cliches, Susie, because there are so many cliches that our moms used to say. My mom used to say, "You were standing right there when I told your brother not to do it. What makes you think it's okay for you to do it?" I would say, I have no idea what you just said. So I don't know. But hey, we've got Penny from Medford, Oregon online. Penny, welcome to Everyday Relationships.
Thank you.
Penny, yeah. You were so patient, first mind? Of all. Thank you for that. Yeah, tell us.
Well,
as
I would
most
like to
moms
pass
are.
On mm-hmm. a momism that my mom gave to me when I was about 7 or 8 years old. She looked at me, shook her finger in my face, and said, "Someday you're going to have a child just like you." And guess what? I grew up, and I had a child, and she's just like me. So I have had the privilege of passing this on to my daughter. She's now full grown and is expecting her first baby in October, and we'll aww. See, because I have passed it on.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
That's a great – I love that. That was actually one that I had down that my mom used to say that to mm-hmm. me all the time. I hope that you have children just like you. Mm-hmm. So, and I did as well. Mm-hmm. So, Penny, thanks for calling in.
Yeah. How about this one? Don't make me come down there. Did you ever say that?
You? No. I'm sure Aaron says that. My mom probably said that. What part of no don't you understand?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I like
good.
That one. So, yeah, because there were many parts of no that I didn't understand.
855-273-5283. We're talking about moms paying tribute. If you want to just say a blessing of your mom, what you love about her, what you appreciate about her, give us a call. Or maybe you have a momism that you'd like to share. We'd love to hear it. Or maybe you've got best advice for a new mom. Give us a call. 855, the number 2, the word relate. 855-273-5283. Otherwise, you can post on our fabulous Facebook page, Everyday Relationships Radio.
You know, one of the other things, Susie, that really stands out about my mom is just she has such a great sense of humor. Hmm. And she was always playing practical jokes and just it was a blast growing up in her home. I remember one time to get her back. That we were one time driving and my parents had one of those campers, you know, you could drive down the road, Winnebago, whatever. And so we're driving. I was like 13 and my dad taught, my mom's back in the bed sleeping. And so my dad has me come up and kind of switch places. So now I'm in the driver's seat at 13. I'm just driving
oh
this
my.
Down the highway.
Oh my.
And so I probably shouldn't be sharing this actually.
No.
It's coming out of my mouth.
I'm
and I'm
stressed
hearing
out.
Myself. So he goes back and wakes my mom up and he just sits there and he's just having a chat. And so they're just talking and all of a sudden my mom goes, "Whoa, who's driving this thing?" And so I'm all, "Hey, Ma."
Oh, my goodness.
She got a little stressed out, but you know what? She deserved it because she did all that to us and more. She
really?
Had such a great sense of humor.
Norma, if you're listening, I want you to call and tell me what it was like to raise Greg. Can you do that? 855-273-5283. 855-273-5283.
You know, she also, one of my mom-isms was that she always used to say that I grew under her heart.
Mm.
So there, Susie. That's what she'd
call
it.
Well, that's better than an apartment.
Say,
we're not an apartment. You couldn't think of anything more poetic than that?
I couldn't think of a better way to say that.
It makes us feel like a block of concrete or something. Nothing about that is endearing. I'm just saying. Well,
hey, I tell you what, moms have such a great, just unconditional love. That's another one.
True.
I know that some of our callers, as they were talking, that really stood out. You know, moms always seem to know what to say, and then they always know what not to say. I mean, there were so many times where, you know, I did something wrong. I'm sure that my mom could have, you know, lectured me. Mm. And, boy, she just had it such a gentle way of just kind of giving me that look. Mm. You know, I knew what I had done, and I knew that I was in trouble. So she did such a great job with that.
Good stuff. I remember when Jake was away at college and he flew to the Twin Cities for a layover before a trip to Ireland. And we drove 8 hours to see him and give him a hug for 10 minutes. And he's like, only a mom would come up with this idea. But that's kind of true, isn't it?
I like that. Although I've never been hugged for 10 minutes. So I wish my mom would do that. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'm just saying. This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson, and we are honoring moms today. We're so grateful for you, Mom. And maybe you've got a great mom story, a great momism, or some great advice for somebody who's just getting started on this journey. It's really the best job in the world. 855-273-5283. 855-273-5283. We'll be back in just a moment. Tuning in today, this is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. We're having a great time honoring moms today. So what do you have to say about your mom? You want to pay her tribute? Today is the day to do that. We want to hear from you. 855-2-RELATE, 855-273-5283. Or maybe you've got a funny momism that your mom always said, like, shut the door. You weren't raised in a barn, not trying to heat the outside. How about that one? 855-273-5283. We've got Beth calling from Bloomington, Minnesota. Beth, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is an incredible lady. She is now 80 years old. She was with me through two very difficult pregnancies and deliveries, one in which I had severe postpartum depression and lived in California. And she came from Minnesota, and she was there for a total of 3 months, we counted, in all the weeks that she cared for us. And she continues to be a mom to the community and caring for people. I mean, she's bringing meals, and now she's in a community Bible study and reaches out to these young women. And she is just always serving. And I think if anything, she has taught me to have a servant's heart, to look where God is showing her a need and just responding.
Mm. Beth, that is so beautiful. In fact, you know, I was thinking, Greg, as I'm listening to Beth's just tribute, so often you'll meet people who are servant-hearted because their mom was servant-hearted. You know, because not all moms are doing that where they're engaging the community. But when you see a mom that just lives that compassion out, the kids watch and observe, and then they develop a compassion heart. I think that's beautiful.
Oh, it's so true. I mean, that, you know, we are who we are because of our mom and our dad. But boy, it's such a powerful picture when we take after our moms. And, you know, Beth, one thing that you said that really stood out is that you talked about kind of how your mom was mom to, you know, everybody else in the neighborhood. And that's something I was thinking about with my mom as well, just how many kids, you know, called her mom. Actually, my wife, Erin, before we even dated, called my mom, mom. Hmm. And my mom just loved to connect and relate and just be mom to all the other kids.
That's beautiful.
I love that one as well.
Wonderful. 855-273-5283. We don't have a ton of time left to take your calls, but we'd sure love to hear from you. 855-273-5283. I remember a time, you know, my mom used to always, my greatest cheerleader. What if I would be in gymnastics? She used to lay a winter scarf on the floor, move the furniture, and that was my balance beam to practice my routine. And she'd sit on the couch. I mean, she had 7 kids, but she acted like I was, you know, her favorite, which I think I might have been. But anyway, she would tell me.
I'm her favorite. She
that's
just
right.
admitted it.
That's right. I'm her second favorite. Anyway, she would say, point your toes or straighten your legs. And she would give me all these wonderful tips. And then when I became a cheerleader, Greg, I remember this time when it was, I was supposed to be at the top of this major, you know, thing with cheerleaders where we were doing the lunges, and I was supposed to crawl up the cheerleaders and stand on someone's shoulders at the top of this very dangerous pyramid that was really high. But wow. I got the giggles and I couldn't stop laughing. And this was an important game, a big playoff basketball game, and I'm climbing up on the legs and arms of all these cheerleaders, but I'm laughing so hard when I got to the top I couldn't stand up. I didn't have the guts because I was shaking. I was laughing, so I sat down, wrapped my legs and arms around the face and the chin of this cheerleader, and she's trying to pry my hands off of her, and I'm like, and I'm shaking my head, and they're waiting for me to stand up, and they all have to say something like "go" when I finally stand up, and I couldn't do it. And I was looking for help from my mom in the stands, and she was holding her stomach, and she was belly laughing. She was no help to me whatsoever. And then the whole thing collapsed, and we were all, like, on the floor. Oh. I ruined it. I ruined it. And she was still laughing when she picked me up after. So I love my mom.
See that now, however many years later, that's the image that you have, was that your mom just laughing with you.
Yeah,
my
she's
mom
a blast.
Laughed at me a lot, so it's a little bit different.
So what about you? Tell me a funny mom story.
You know, I was just, again, just thinking about my mom. Just one of the things that really stands out was just the way that she pursued me.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm an introvert. You know, I'm kind of a homebody. Mm. And so, you know, I'm sure that I was never like, hey, let's go do something.
Mm.
And yet she continued to pursue me. And
wow.
We used to go out on dates. And
I
still remember that. You know, one of our... I texted her and said, hey, what are some of the funny stories? And, of course, the first one that she sends back was when I used to take you to Bob's Big Boy. And that was our favorite restaurant. And she said, the first time that you ordered the Big Boy, she goes, you tried to eat it all and you didn't make it, but it was okay. And we had this great date. Remember I told you this? She tells my daughter, Annie, who's five, about me and Grandma going to Bob's Big Boy, and Annie goes, that sounds so fun. I want to go there. She goes, well, what is that? So I showed her a picture of Bob's Big Boy, and she said that, she goes, Daddy, that's you. So I became Bob's Big Boy because of my mom.
And if you're wondering if there's truth to that, we did post a side-by-side picture of Greg and Bob's Big Boy on our Facebook page. You tell us, do they look alike? Maybe the character was based on a future picture of what Greg was going to look like. Everyday Relationships Radio, you got to check it out.
A composite of Greg would be, see?
In the
just
future
call me Bob
years.
From now on.
That's right.
Big boy.
So John
Big
called
boy,
in
whatever.
From Dayton, Florida. He was off the air, but he says his mom passed away when he was five, and the only thing he remembers about her was her smile. Oh. Oh. And, you know, that is a reminder, Greg, that for many, this holiday is painful. Maybe they can't have children, so they're heartbroken. Maybe they have a broken relationship with their parent, or maybe they passed away and they miss their parent. So we need to identify that this is a very hard, hard holiday for some.
Yeah, and that's but my wife lost her mom about 6 years ago.
Mm.
And so just a few weeks ago. And so it was so close to Mother's Day. And I know that this is always hard on her, and because it is. I mean, there's so many great memories, and she focuses on that. What's fun, usually on Mother's Day, we'll choose a recipe that her mom, you know, made, and we'll do that.
Well, that's a great idea.
Well, it was my idea, so
well,
you know, I don't know if you were referring to that. You know what? You know, it was speaking of food. Why a lot of my memories with my mom involves food. That
Bob's Big Boy. I'm just saying.
Why doctors say that I have a little bit of a weight problem, but you know, my mom used to make the best lunches. Susie, no lie. When I would go into the lunchroom at school, kids would try to trade for my mom's sandwiches.
Mm.
Her lunches were amazing.
Wow, I'm jealous. That's one thing I sort of fell down on is that whole brilliant cook thing. But still, my boys are 6 foot something and big and husky, so they survived. You don't have to be a great cook to be a good mom. I'm just saying. All right.
Take it a box of it, boy.
This is Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. We've been paying tribute to moms. Mom, we appreciate you so much. We love you. I wish I was garage sailing with you girls today. When we come back, Greg's going to just honor moms more just by explaining all the great things that we do as moms. So glad you tuned in today. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Glad you tuned in. We're having a great conversation. This is Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson, paying tribute to our wonderful, beautiful moms today. And Greg, you're a great son and you're a wonderful husband. I do know that to be true. So how about you give some advice to the dads, the husbands listening today about how they can turn towards their wives as moms, how they can even honor their own moms, because it means the world to us when we hear from our kids. It means the world to us when our spouses make our load a little bit lighter.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about my own mom. And so as a husband, as a son, you know, how do we really dishonor her? I tell you, one of the best things we can do is to reminisce with her.
Mm.
And I was on the plane. See, we forgot to even say this, that I'm live from Greenville, South Carolina. So we're doing a date night challenge event with the local Chick-fil-A's down here. And on the plane, I was thinking about what are some stories. And I had so much fun. I'm in the seat laughing. You know, the person next to me is like, what is wrong with this guy? And so reminisce. In other words, think about your mom. Think about the stories. Think about some of your most favorite memories with her and share that with her. Give her a call and say, hey, remember this time, and just laugh together and just enjoy that. So don't share the bad stuff. Okay, only
yeah,
the good
remember
stuff.
That time you
remember
spanked me?
Yeah. Well, that was which time? I mean, that was every other day for me. You know, my mom, I one of my most favorite things about her is just how cheery she was in the morning. She would wake up really, really early, and there were so many mornings that I would be woken up to, this is the day that the Lord has made. You know, just
sweet.
This song, and she'd sing it over it. And in high school, you know, it drove me nuts, but it's definitely something that I think back on now. So so guys, with your mom, with your spouse, you know, two things stand out for me, words to use: cherish and nourish. There's a great verse, Ephesians 5:29, that says that no one ever hated his own flesh but nourishes it and cherishes it just as Christ does the church. Do that. Cherishing means that we recognize the value. What is it? Write down some things. You know, as you get those cards, personalize it, okay? Don't just underline what Hallmark says, okay, what Dayspring says, okay, put cherish her. In other words, talk about what you appreciate, what you value, what you're grateful for. And then what I like about nourish is it's an action, it's something we do. What is it on this day that your wife or your mom would speak love to them? You know, my wife loves to get gifts. I mean, who doesn't? But I mean, maybe your wife wants you to spend some time with her, maybe give some words of affirmation. I mean, whatever it is, just be really clear and find out, well, how can I best nourish her? Recognize the value, tell her these things, and then make sure that you put that cherish into action by nourishing her.
Boy, that would be a blessing to be nourished and cherished. Hear that, men? You've got an assignment. This has been a great, great show today. Thanks so much for tuning in today. This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson, and next time on Everyday, we're going to talk about how to sort through all that parenting advice, how to tell the good from the not so good. Well, we're really grateful you tuned in today. We're honored to do this journey with you, and we'll meet you back here again next time. God bless you.